From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
God, is that getting annoying, that intro? Anyway, I'm going to do it every week because I like it. Nigel, this week we're going to talk about employee experience. So, what the hell is employee experience? Well, I've been hearing Dave Buglas, who is at the Tesco Bank. He has been talking at a few conferences recently, and he's been talking about employee experience. And I know that there are some organisations like Airbnb who have got people that are, used to do HR director type roles who are now in charge of employee experience. So it sounds all very interesting. And Nigel, I'm going to give you an opportunity to explain to everyone exactly what we think it is.
Well, the first thing about employee experience, which is obvious but unbelievably important, is that you think about people who work in your organisation as whole people, not as fragmented bits that are recruited, developed, performance managed, exited maybe, promoted. And each one of those is controlled by a separate person who doesn't necessarily have anything to do with all the other people. So you end up with a very disconnected experience. And at the end of that is usually disillusionment, demotivation, and a feeling that the organization doesn't understand me, doesn't want to understand me. What Dave and others are saying is that if you connect the bits, and you see someone as a whole person going through their career in the organization, however long that career lasts, and it all links and all resonates and all says the same kind of thing and gives the same kind of message, you end up with massive connections and therefore massive motivation. And what Dave and others say is that learning is one part of that experience. It's not separate, something you do to people. It's an environment that you create, which helps some of the other things, like performance, like progression, promotion, motivation. It helps all those other things work better rather than it's separate, isolated, and dealt with in isolation.
Yeah, and I thought the, picking up on that, I thought the, what I've taken from this term or this concept so far is this idea of it being the equivalent to the customer experience or the consumer experience. So therefore seeing an employee as a consumer and a customer. So the experience they would have externally of the brand would probably be seamless for lots of brands now. You can interact with them, you can purchase stuff and you can consume content very easily, and get into some kind of relationship quite easily. Whereas within the organisation, there are lots of reasons why that hasn't happened, as you've just described. I think technology is probably quite a big one here, but we'll come to that. So it's that sense of, could we put the control back into the in employees' hands to some extent, in the sense that they are the customer and the consumer, and give them the tools to have the experience that they need to be able to get on with their job, their career, you know, unimpeded, and just make it as seamless as it might be if you were a consumer. But it does, I think it comes back to the technology. What do you think?
Well, it does come back to the technology, but it's a mindset issue first. I think technology is a brilliant enabler, and there are lots of ways in which technology can really help. But I was talking to the CLO, the learning leader at QuickFit. Now, QuickFit have spent the last year working with their workforce on an advertising campaign that is launched for the customer. So what they're saying is that when this campaign is launched, what they say in the ads has to be the reality for the customer, and the only way they can do that is to make it the reality for the member of staff. So the difference between employee and customer is very, very indistinct in that sense. And I think that's the right way to go. So the only way you can do that is kind of 24/7. And the only way you can do that in turn is through software, but not big CRM packages. It's often through small apps that can just help that transition. In GE, for example, they've launched an app which allows staff to praise, comment, make suggestions to anyone they interact with. And the idea is you do it in the moment. And instead of having this formal appraisal process, you're supposed to review all those comments on a regular basis. But at a time, 3 months or a bit longer, you sit down with your manager and all of those comments are collated. And the conversation isn't your grade one or your grade four or you need help or you don't need help. The conversation is, what are we learning from this? What have you learned? What have I learned? And how do we move forward? So much more about the employee as a human being who is on a journey, not someone who is graded, sifted, put in a pigeonhole, pushed down a corner. I think this stuff is not just interesting, it's fundamental. It's the way it's going to go. It must be, just as the customer experience. If we were talking 10 years ago, we'd be saying, you know, there's this thing about customer experience. People think it's quite important. And everyone goes, really? Oh, I never thought customers mattered a hell. As long as they, you know, now it's employees. Why should we worry about them? The people who get it realize that the essence is if they are happy and they're in control, everything else works.
Yeah. So it's definitely watch this space and keep up with all the conversations and the ideas and the thinking around employee experience.
For sure. For sure.
Nigel, thank you very much.
Pleasure as always, Martin. From scratch.